Good morning and welcome to the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. I feel bad yesterday. I didn't do a show yesterday. It's like, didn't do it. And it's like, ooh, you know what? I didn't even, here's my loop, by the way. Show my loop. I didn't do that. See, I'm out of cadence. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, wow. And then I got dog fur in my face. I do have a Jerry. Here, Jerry. Say hi to everyone. I did this to Bubbles yesterday. And there's the Jerrysters. Jerry's here. He's finally sitting with me. He's like, the cat's gone. I can hang out. Anyway, look, I want to apologize for not doing a show yesterday if you missed it or didn't do a bubble show episode either, because there's, I don't know, lots of things happened yesterday. So I was working on workflows and trying to do stuff and overdoing it, overdesigning and overthinking it, and pretty much sucked up my whole day yesterday. But I'll talk about that on another day. But today I want to talk about breaking cadence and how that impacts your requirements, your reviews, and your retrospectives, right? Most people don't break cadence on sprint planning. They do a sprint planning. It may shift out a day or two, but there's a big habit of not doing retros, not doing reviews, and not doing what I would call refinement meetings for your requirements. So I'm going to talk about that today. And this is the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show, and I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. So you can bring value to customer, not work crazy hours to get that value, and have a little fun along the way. So yesterday in the morning, I made a decision what was more of a higher priority yesterday. Was it getting these workflows for a client I had done and in place for prep for a meeting, or get the show done? Because I also had to take kid to camp and blah, 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 and all this other stuff. So I chose the workflows because I figured, oh, later in the day, lunchtime, whatever, I will put up a show. I will do it. If I don't make it in lunchtime, I'll do it in the afternoon. And lo and behold, the whole day just got sucked up with what I was doing for what I was doing with the client, discussing stuff, prepping for it, working on another thing for another client. And it just got sucked up. And then I don't mention the kid. Apparently, it was music class night. I'm like, what? So in the middle of picking them up, making them dinner, had to go take them to class and pick them up from class. It was late. By the time I got back, it was like, I can't even, it's like it was gone. The day was burnt. But it made me reflect on this morning. Why is it so difficult? And as you can see, I forgot to do the loop. I forgot to do a little video loop in the beginning of the show, which sucks because I just created it. And then I didn't get to use it because I was out of cadence. I was out of practice. Usually when I do this every day, it's like, it's a no-brainer. It's just boom, boom, boom. It just happens. And one of the things I also figured, where'd my time go yesterday? And why I was sitting there waiting for my kid out of music class, I realized the critter I just shared with you, I spend up to 2 hours a day with that critter. I walk him in the morning at 5 a.m. in the morning for a half hour. I walk him in the afternoon at lunchtime for a half, I'm getting a lot of walking, half hour. And lately I've been walking him every evening by myself or sometimes with the family. After dinner, we go another half hour. Now there's various walks in between, right? So by the time I added up, I realized, I said, oh my God, I spent 2 hours a day walking the dog. And no wonder why he hangs out with me. And they're all like, you like me? Because yeah, I'm spending 2 hours a day walking him around town. Anyway, so I realized once I broke that cadence, why couldn't I get it back into the schedule? And this is something teams quick to push drop on. And you got to fight it as an Agile coach, as a Scrum Master. I see Scrum Master do, who should know better, but don't. Oh, maybe we don't need to do a review today. Oh, maybe we don't need to do a retro. Can we skip retro this sprint? Can we skip refinement? I'm not ready. All that leads to technical debt, and it makes it harder to start up again, because I'll say it was harder this morning. The impact of not keeping that sync, it makes it harder to restart. It's like anytime you start something that you skip for a while, it's harder to do it. You got to make it a habit. Making it a habit makes it easier. Like I said, I could do this show and with my eyes closed. As long as I'm doing a habit, kind of the same time in the morning, first thing in the morning, get it done before all the other stuff kicks in. This is easy peasy, right? Got a couple steps. It doesn't take me more than a half hour to publish a show. And all its different social media platforms. But the same thing goes with Sprint Review and Retro. So many teams like, oh, well, we don't. Can we skip Retro this week? Can we skip Review this week? Do we really have anything to review? And part of me wants to say, sure. Part of me wants to say, hell no. And part of me wants to say, well, why aren't you prepared for this? And that reflects on me as a Scrum Master. Well, my team's not ready to do the key events in Scrum, and in addition to the refinement session, then what am I doing wrong? And this is something we need to figure this out. You need to have a good answer. It's like, look, if we don't do it, one, I would ask, why aren't we prepared to do it? And why don't we have something to show? Do we plan incorrectly? What is leading us down this road? You know, and you have this truthful conversation with the team. Because like when I was doing the workflow, I'm going to have a truthful conversation with the team today on the follow-up session. Because I need to be brutally honest with them. And the same thing with this. The review, the retros is about getting us better and making a better product. Some people, well, we don't feel like stuff. Well, what can we do to make it better? You have to ask the question. You got to keep the cadence up. Because if you don't do it every sprint, think of it this way. If you don't do a retro, let's say you have a two-week sprint, okay? Every sprint, and you skip one. That's a month. That's a month of not retroing and trying to make the process better. Are you going to get better without the retro? Probably not, okay? The review. Oh, well, now I got to stand in front of people. Like, if you haven't given a presentation or pitch, oh, God, here comes Bubbles. If you have, I got a dog and a cat now. Bubbles is stalking me. What do you want, Bubbles? But if you haven't done it in a while, you're going to have cold feet. If you haven't done a review with the clients in a while, you're going to have cold feet. You need to get something out there just to get them going. You might have to start all over from scratch, building up that technical debt for you as a Scrum Master, you as a team to do this stuff. It does produce that debt. There's the Bubbles. She's here. Dog's like, God, why is the dog? Why is the cat here? What are you doing, Bubbles? There goes a tail. It's like, woo. If you can't see this in the podcast because it's a visual media. It's a non-visual with the podcast. But Bubbles' tail is just going right across the screen. Here she comes again. Right in the middle. This is what I deal with every day. And why I sometimes scratch my nose, it's not for allergies. It's for the cat hair. Are you trying to get... Oh, God. Anyway, sorry about that. So you break the cadence. So you have to work with your team and be honest with them. Say, what are we doing wrong? Tell me what you need, but we need to work on getting better every sprint. We need to have these reviews with the clients. We need to keep that up because... Bubbles. Oh, by the way, I did get some wireless headphones for hiking. Because this... Or for walking my 2 hours with the dog because he's, so I got these new ones. I did retrospect a little bit. I go, you know what? I'm tired. Spend 2 hours a day with the dog. I was reflecting on it. I got to get rid of the wire version. I got the wireless. And oh my God, it's so much nicer. I don't think I'd wear them all day, but it's definitely better. Anyway, that's what I just want to share with you. Come up, be honest with your team. When they want to skip retro, maybe you can have a retro right then and there and say, why aren't we prepared for a retro? What did I do wrong? And maybe you reflect it back on yourself. Don't reflect it on team. Hey, team, what did I do as a Scrum Master wrong that I didn't get you in a good spot to be able to do a review, to be able to do a retrospective? Do we take too much in the sprint planning? We overworked. Maybe we need to take a break. Maybe the retro should be relaxing. But you should always try to do something, ask questions what could we do better? Maybe you're getting better is have some relaxing time. Just don't replace the retro with relaxing time, okay? Get something that improves the process to have that. But I just wanted to share that with you because it is tough. I wanted to be honest, and you have to be honest with yourself and your team when you do break the cadence. Ask yourself, ask the team, why are we breaking the cadence? What is wrong? Right? Just outright ask, what is wrong? I mean, seriously. Maybe that then you have a retro right then and there. They want to have a retro. Look, I want to have a 15-minute retro where I just want to ask, what's wrong? What's wrong? Why are we breaking cadence every time? What are we doing wrong? We're doing something wrong because thousands and thousands of teams across the world do this on a sprint by sprint basis. And apparently we're not able to do it. We're not able to take advantage of such a tool that all these thousands and thousands of teams use. So what are we doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? I'll be honest. I'll ask, what am I doing wrong? Can you give me some feedback? Can I help you help yourselves as a team? So watch out on breaking the cadence. When you do, call a 15-minute rate retro. What are we doing? I'll say, okay, I agree. Let's do it. But you know what? In trade, I want a 15-minute retro. And what did we do? How did I fail you all in getting you ready to do these events, right? And that way it's not the team. It's actually you. Actually, it is you as a Scrum Master or an Azure coach. How did we fail our team by not getting them in a good place to have a retro, to have a review, to have a refinement session? What are we doing wrong? And maybe we need to pick up our game, because you know that's a sign of you as a Scrum Master and Azure coach myself. When they want to not do it, we're not doing our A game, right? Something's missing, and we have to reflect on ourselves. It's not always them. We always want to blame the team. We always want to blame everyone else. But sometimes it's us. We're not doing our A game if the team is opting to skip a session. Or maybe, I mean, if it's the next day, fine. Maybe they got a big release and they're just over and, you know, the place worked them overnight. Got it. But if it's like skip it for the sprint, that's what I'm talking about. If it says skip it for the sprint, what are we doing wrong? We're not bringing our A game as Scrum Masters and as a coach. And we have to self-reflect on that. So with that, I want to say, have a great day. That was a rough reflection, right? I'm going to say, have a great day after this. It was all our fault. I want to wish you all the best. Happy scrumming. Take care. Do some number counting sometimes. Be careful on skipping your cadences, even for yourself. Like even when I don't do my daily goals, if I don't do it in the morning, I get it done at lunchtime, but it's not as effective as it is in the beginning. So keep those cadences up. Try to keep them tight. And I wish you all the best. And we'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Bye. See ya.